You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Will, hello there. Aren't you looking beautiful today? Sylvia, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners. Is your mic on? There we go.
Hey,
Sylvia.
Hey, man. How are you?
There we go. Listeners, everybody driving to work right now, waking up. It is Friday.
It is.
Friday!
Anybody know what the date is?
Friday. Today is the 16th?
The 17th.
The 17th.
What are you're living in the past, Sylvia.
I am. I can't get out of there.
That's okay.
Well, the day before, I thought it was like the 14th. It's not. My days are all messed up.
You need to go see a doctor.
Do I?
Maybe. I don't know. Either way, Friday.
Mahoney's wearing his very light blue Tommy Bahama shirt.
This one's a little subtle today, Mahoney.
It's the summer of Bahama. It continues.
We've not got, as loud.
Well, not all of them can be outrageous, but I will say it's just as soft. Dave and I plan on wearing our matching Tommy Bahama shirts next week.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Tuesday, when Dave gets back on the show, we will be wearing our matching Tommy Bahama shirts. Aww. So if you haven't noticed that Dave's not here, I will be trying to do Dave's job in the meantime. Sylvia will be doing my job.
You're driving the ship, man.
Ian will be doing everybody else's job.
I'm doing Ross's job.
That's not working?
Yeah, because I'm hanging out today.
Being a clown?
I'm going to go take a nap.
All right, fair enough. So let's get started with good news or bad news, Sylvia. Which one do you want to start with?
Let's do with the good news.
Okay. A woman in Michigan won $100,000 in a Powerball prize. She actually said she purchased her lottery ticket by mistake. Linda Kananchuk, 64, of Westland, matched four white balls and the Powerball twice in the August 8th drawing, winning two $50,000 prizes. Wow. She also matched three numbers and the Powerball four times for an additional $400 on top of that. Linda said she hadn't intended on buying multiple tickets for the same drawing, which featured the winning numbers 10, 21, 30, 43, and 63, and Powerball 17 when she played Powerball through the Michigan Lottery's website. I meant to buy a multi-draw Powerball ticket, but accidentally bought six Powerball tickets instead. Linda visited lottery headquarters to collect her prize on Wednesday. She plans to use some of the money to fund a nice vacation.
Oh, that's good.
I would spend all of it on a vacation.
All right.
$100,000? I would, yeah.
What kind of vacation are you going on that costs $100,000?
The ultimate vacation. Like, I would rent a yacht.
Okay.
Also rent maybe some people to hang out with.
Okay, some friends. Buying friends, always
escort?
A good idea.
Always. Yeah. Well, Sylvia.
What?
You're right.
Yeah.
Totally. Escorts.
And he's talking about like bodyguards.
Yes. Oh, yeah. With that kind of money, you need protection.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But good on you, Linda. Why can't mistakes like that never happen to people like us?
I love it that, you know, technology has baffled this grandmother and it ended up working out in her favor. So it gives us hope one day when we get old.
When we get old, we're not going to know technology at all and it's going to work to our benefit.
Except for I'm not going to live to be 64. I have a strange feeling there.
Wow, jeez, wow,
that, yeah,
Mahoney.
With that mentality, you're what? Definitely not.
Jeez, that means you have like 30-some years or less than 30-some years.
30 years is a long-ass time. You're not even 30 years old yet. How long has your life been? Pretty long, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but why be a Debbie Downer?
I'm not a Debbie Downer.
Like, I'm not going to live until I'm 64.
I'm going to eat a lot of great food. I'm going to call it a day.
You're going to go out the way you wanted.
Yes. I'm living my life. I'm living my best life.
Doing what you love.
Settle down. All right, some bad news for this gentleman who is 34 years old. In Germany, he was so upset by the quality of his haircut that he attacked the guy who cut his hair with pepper spray.
What?
The unnamed man cut his hair at a salon in North Germany by some city called Bremen. He was unhappy with the haircut, but reluctantly settled the bill, police said. He returned a short time later and attacked the 52-year-old hairdresser with pepper spray. What? He then pulled out a middle finger and fled the scene. A 23-year-old employee of the salon was also injured in the incident. He was arrested shortly thereafter. The man is now under investigation for dangerous assault and a violation of the Explosive Act due to the fact that he had a firecracker being on his person when he was arrested. So apparently, in Germany, in the city of Bremen, firecrackers illegal. But have you ever had a haircut so bad? Like, there's very few things that I feel like I want to fight somebody over, but a bad haircut, I feel like you get a pass, especially guys, we can shave our heads and pull it off.
Oh, of course,
but
right.
As like anytime my fiance or any of my female friends come back and they get bad haircuts, I would say it would be okay for them to throw down.
It's oh, totally worse, to cut man. Their hair. Because I remember I wanted to have like my hair short, but the guy cut it like into a bob, but he made it very boxy.
Did he give you the Rachel?
No, not even the Rachel. It wasn't Sounds even like the Rachel. Rachel. It wasn't. It wasn't like that, you know, very
layered
like,
and
layered
pretty.
And yeah, it, no, it was just very
it's even
boxy.
Worse. It was the Rochelle.
It was a Rochelle.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
All right, you can call the voicemail at any point in time by calling 702-889-7352. Let's get to the first voicemail this morning.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning. Your guys' stories of restroom disasters and pictures. About 6 years ago, giving birth to my son, in the midst of labor, my husband had to use the restroom and handle his business, and he's in the room right connected to where everything's happening in labor. He takes a picture of his struggling face while handling number two and proceeds to text that picture during labor and delivery to everybody involved with the birth of our son. Enjoy. Bye, guys.
Message deleted.
Let me just be the first to say you're a lucky woman.
Oh, definitely. Feel bad for that midwife.
Yeah. I mean, you hear stories of when giving birth that, you know.
Like
that,
the woman?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was number two. Well, I mean, because you're putting like so much pressure.
Yeah. Like that's, have you never heard that before?
Oh, no, I've heard that before, but just the image in my head.
Whatever,
you know what
man.
I mean? Those health class videos I saw back in the day. They didn't.
I mean, it happens.
Yeah. But they didn't show that.
Oh.
That's real life.
You and your girlfriend use the restroom with the door open.
Yeah, we do.
You have an open bathroom policy.
Same goes for anybody. We're a very open household. Anybody that comes to my house, if you want to leave the door open, leave the door open. I'm fine with that. Just
I don't know if I could do that.
Never.
No, I need my privacy, man.
I go to the other side of the house. I go to the guest bathroom.
So your girlfriend doesn't, or your fiance doesn't see the
yes.
The mess.
The I don't want to.
Chaos going down.
I don't want to be around that.
Do you turn the sink on too, just to drown out the noise?
Sometimes.
Well, if you have guests over.
Oh, if there's guests over, I don't go there. Then I go to the, I retreat to the private bathroom. But
how many bathrooms do you have?
Two.
Oh. It sounded like you had like 10.
No, I have.
I go all the way down the hall.
Oh yeah, they're all the opposite sides of the house.
All day.
Jesus, people.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Now, as we all know, Mahoney is in the early stages of a midlife crisis. Like, as you can see with the signs of the Tommy Bahama shirts. My question to you, Dave, Ian, and Sylvia, in 10 years, do you see Mahoney buying A, Harley Davidson, or B, a Corvette?
Message deleted.
Hmm.
I would say Corvette. I don't see you on a motorcycle.
What, I'm not cool enough to ride a motorcycle?
I'm not saying that you're not cool enough. I'm not saying that you're not cool enough.
I'm not a badass dude.
I'm not saying that you're not a badass dude.
Ride a hog down the highway.
I think you would be more comfortable in a Corvette.
You think so?
Yeah.
Ian?
I think you're more of a... Actually, I'm not going to say Corvette or motorcycle. I'm just going to say a piece of land in the middle of nowhere.
Yes.
And you just want to sit.
Yes.
That's it.
Okay.
That's all he wants to just sit.
I don't want
to. He doesn't want to go anywhere.
I don't want a Corvette.
As long as Postmates can get there, I think he'll be fine.
I took my car in yesterday to Centennial Toyota to get my, you know, service done and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And while I was there, no joke, I was looking at the minivans.
Oh my God.
I don't
God.
Have kids yet, but I'm like, how could I get possibly more space and more comfort in my vehicle?
The minivans, they have a wider audience now. It's not just soccer moms. They're like luxury vehicles.
They are nice as hell.
They're really
They have
nice.
Changed the game when it comes to that.
It doesn't have that stereotype anymore. Like, you know, the old like caravan.
Don't get me wrong. I'm going to put some like 2 12-inch subs in that bitch.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, and we're gonna bump, but it's going to be the coolest minivan on the streets.
So there you go. There's your answer for 10 years from now from Mahoney.
Yes.
But he's not even going to be like trying to be cool. He's going to get a minivan.
Anybody who tries to be cool is not cool. If you can come to terms with accepting who you are and what you like. And I think this has been going on for the last, I would say, about 7 years or so. When I turned 30, I figured out, like, you know what? I don't like doing things that make me uncomfortable. I don't like wearing things that make me feel uncomfortable. I just want to live the most comfortable way possible, because old people got it right. They've lived a long, long time. So they don't have time left for BS. So I'm going to go to dinner early. I'm going to drive a comfortable ass car. I'm going to wear comfortable shoes.
Okay.
And just you, I can say this because I am a man who's been in a relationship for a long time. It's much harder as a single person to try to rope these people in.
Yeah.
But when you find a partner who will accept you for who you are and loves you for who you are, then you can live your best life.
You're ahead of the game, brother.
So that's how I feel.
That's why I say, when I die at 64, I'm fine.
So you had that
full life.
Midlife crisis at 30?
Yes.
Okay. And you know what? It's cool that he's cool with it.
Yes. Thank you, Ian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know, you guys talk a lot of crap about Ross, but I really don't think he's bad as my boss. Like, he's a bigger guy, and somehow every day he finds a way to flash his butt crack to everyone. Oof. And no one wants to say, hey, get your ass out of my face, so he's been flashing that thing for months now.
Message deleted.
The involuntary butt crack flash.
I will say, boss,
I feel so bad for those people.
You wouldn't have the the level of comfort to say, or confidence to say, hey, I'm seeing your butt crack.
You're going
to
tell your boss that?
If he's flashing it, yeah.
Really?
I'd be like, hey, man, pull up
really?
Your pants.
You're going to tell Bossy Ross, if the big boss here had his head, some plumber's crack hanging out, you would say, hey, fix your ass.
I would. I would pull him to the side and be like,
really?
Hey, man.
Oh, wow.
I would.
That's
even
more
awkward.
No. Me too.
So, no, like, if,
you're
no,
so
if someone has
whatever.
Something on their face or on their shirt, like, or
she's
something,
so
like,
full of it.
Yeah,
no, I'm not.
Sylvia, you're
no,
too
I'm
anxious.
Not.
You would not pull.
No,
you would
I would.
Pull boss man
the
aside.
I totally
boss?
Would.
No, you wouldn't.
No.
Yes, I would. If your butt crack was showing,
excuse me, can I talk
if your butt crack was showing, Mahoney, I'd be like, hey, man,
I'm not the big.
It doesn't
big
matter.
Boss.
I would tell you.
I'm
so you're not going through that.
There's a difference between telling. I would tell Ian.
Yeah.
I'm like, if whatever,
no,
I would tell you. But there's a big difference, because if you had that conversation with the big boss, he's gonna feel embarrassed.
Exactly.
He's
gonna attach that memory.
That with you.
Yeah.
No, but wouldn't you like be okay? Like, oh, thank you.
Let some other sucker say it
exactly.
and get the repercussions.
Yep.
Thank you, Ian.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I sure miss you. Glad I found you. I'm gonna come stop by and get some more of your sweet peaches. And by peaches, I don't mean that fruit. Well, I mean a fruit, just not the one you know, if you remember. See you soon.
Message deleted.
The hell?
Why do we have such weird colors?
Peaches?
Is that for you?
Really want to shake your tree? Is that what?
I think so.
Is that Steve Miller? Yeah. Is that how that song goes?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right. Every single week, we strive and we promise to do better at what we do.
Do we really promise?
That's talking. Every week, I feel like we take an oath.
Every single week, and I hate to say it, guys, but I don't know if I trust you. These promises are broken consistently. You know what that does to a person's psyche?
Ian, I don't try to break promises. You know, every week when I say I will do a better job at this show, I mean it.
That's Ian scolding us.
Well,
he just scolded us.
I understand where he's coming from.
It was another one of those blooper reels where I had so much that I literally had to, like, okay, is this a good enough blooper? Like, it was just, it was bad. And
well,
you know what?
You should be thanking us then for making your job easy. Because if you had to scour and, you know, choose from really poor bloopers, then that would be harder on you. And what I try to do is make everybody who I do the show with life easier. That's what I want to do.
Well, if you put it that way, then Mahoney, thank you very, very much. And I will thank God Dave isn't here, because, God, he had a terrible week.
Oh, well.
He had a really bad week.
Then in that case, like, without really further ado, here is this week's blooper reel.
It's the that's the blooper reel.
But I like the original,
and the original stuff is really
don't
good too,
wrong.
Right?
Yeah,
but I mean like when they do turn the page and
pre death bag mathematics.
Do you have the cords? Did you take the cords?
Because trying to pair a universal remote with one of those bitches, impossible. Universal remote. And speaking of Florida and naked, a dude gets arrested for attempting a striptease inside of a steakhouse in Florida.
Oh, for attempting a striptease.
28 years later, doctors found the missing contact lens embedded in a cyst in her left eyelid.
Oh.
When
are they going to finally start pushing that out, like to the web?
Well, it started these past couple of seasons with Amazon, with the Thursday night games. But at the same time, I don't think the NFL wants to quickly cannibalize Amazon with the Thursday night games.
Like, when you look at people who are unlike you from different parts of the world, sure. Like, it's harder to differentiate.
Sure.
Like,
Thursday night game, universal remote.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
This has got to be one of my new favorite features here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. If nothing else, just for the music.
Okay,
So the Redneck Report is of people that have made maybe questionable decisions that have made their way into the news. First up today, a woman from Virginia. She decided that she wanted to go on a shopping spree with her husband.
Is this Virginia or West Virginia?
This is actual, just regular Virginia.
Okay.
Portsmouth, Virginia specifically. Yeah. So 2 years ago, she came up with an elaborate scheme to get rich so that way she could go shopping. So she could go shopping real good with her husband.
Oh.
The 49-year-old faked her own death. And she legally changed her name. Then she and her husband, Albert, whipped up a fake death certificate and published a death notice in the newspaper, and he submitted claims for life insurance.
Okay.
Once they got the money, they went on a shopping spree and they bought 20 fancy cars.
What? How much life insurance did she have?
But wait, this is where it really gets redneck.
Like, if it was like...
They couldn't afford some of them because they weren't paying cash outright for them. They used fake checks.
Oh, boy.
Flipped those cars as collateral for loans for more cars.
Okay.
These two weren't exactly the master criminals that they hoped that they would be, and the cops were able to figure out what was happening pretty quickly. Alexandra and Albert both pleaded guilty to several charges, including bank fraud, counterfeiting, and mail fraud, both facing up to 30 years in prison. First up today in the Redneck Report.
Ooh.
You ready for one that may just do it better?
Is there one that's even better?
I'm still just trying to like wrap my head around, why would you need 20 cars?
I don't know. Like, if you were like, you know, sometimes like when you wear a shirt, you just have, like, you're in a mood. Like, maybe I want to drive the sports car. Maybe I'm feeling very family friendly, so I want to drive the van.
I would wear the same shirt every day if it was socially acceptable.
Dave.
All right.
Like, as you were saying that, the music started building. I'm like, hell yeah, I need 20 cars. Buy me another one, Albert.
I need 20 double wides.
All right. So this one, even more magical somehow. A 53-year-old woman riding a horse down a busy Florida highway.
Mm-hmm.
Was arrested and charged with drunk driving.
On a horse? Was the horse drunk?
No.
Like, my driver wasn't drunk.
No. Polk County Sheriff officials said in a news release that someone had called 911 about a woman who appeared to be confused and possibly in danger. When deputies arrived, they found old Donna Brynn riding her horse in the road. Officers did a field sobriety test and gave her breath samples that registered a blood alcohol level of 0.161. Twice Florida's legal limit of 0.08.
That's pretty sauced.
She was charged with DUI and animal neglect for endangering and failing to provide proper protection for the horse.
Did you see her mugshot?
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah.
She's a looker.
She's exactly the type of chick that you would expect to be drunk on a horse on a highway in Florida.
She is a looker.
And that is today's Redneck Report on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
Oh, yeah. I love the Friday Five. Probably one of my favorite parts of the week where we get to revisit some of the best audio that has graced the airwaves here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Yeah.
This week, and boy, do we have quite a few. You don't want to play yours over again, Ian? Really?
Do you think we should?
I think we should.
All What's right. wrong, man?
If you want to, I just don't like tooting my own horn.
I don't know. So earlier this week, Ian went out, and it was a very uncomfortable situation where he went to a bunch of fast food restaurants and was trying to order urine for a drug test.
I just want to pass a drug test.
He wanted a clean sample of urine and thought that was the best way to go about it.
Because I'm not going to ask you guys. You know, I don't want to put you guys in that situation. I know that. I'm not doubting that.
I'll break the law.
But
I'm clean.
I don't care. Sylvia's never done a drug in her life.
Yeah, I know. So,
no.
Yeah, why'd you have to think about that? The answer is a definitive no.
Yeah, no.
You would say no?
That I've never had, like,
no, that you wouldn't help Ian out?
No, she'd pee for me.
She would. Okay.
Yeah. Well, she's easily convinced.
But I'm curious to see if you thought this was worthwhile or not. You know, I thought it was worth playing again. Text us on the Centennial Toyota text line 73100. If you think that Ian's outing this week was fruitful or not. I think this is an honorable mention in this week's Friday Five. So let's give it a listen for the next 2 minutes.
You guys have a lot of cups back there, right?
What?
You have a lot of cups.
Drink
for, like, yeah.
Yeah. With a combo and include the drink.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Is there any way that I could get urine? I have a drug test tomorrow. Like, you can charge me however you want. For it, like, did anybody pee in the cup for me?
No.
Nobody?
No, we're at work. No. Sorry.
Like, even if you go in the bathroom or something?
No. Okay. No.
Do you guys drug test here? You don't? Is there...
Not that I know of.
Oh, okay. Is there any way, like, can you pee in the cup for me?
Like, do you want to apply here?
No, I just want someone to pee in a cup for me.
Like, male or female, I'm okay with whatever.
As long as it's pee-pee, I'm fine. Sorry about the awkwardness.
No,
there, man.
It's fine.
No, I really hope I get this.
Say you ate a poppy seed. The same THC levels that are in poppy seeds come up in marijuana.
All right, I'm just trying to get a job at IKEA.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Your combos, they all come with drinks, right?
Yes.
They do? Okay. I'll give you just a number one. And is there any way to drink? Can I get, like, just a steaming hot cup of urine with it?
What? Water?
Urine. I have a drug test tomorrow.
Oh, you want a cup? Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. No.
Oh, so you can do that? Is there somebody, like, back there that can, like, just pee in a cup for me?
Oh, that. I don't know about that.
That guy back there? Is there any way, like, you can pee in a cup for me?
I can go ask. I don't know.
Is there any way you could go ask? No.
No?
An absolute no?
That's absolutely not. No. I wouldn't ask that question, no.
Okay.
No. That shut down quite a bit.
No.
But there was a couple bros there who were giving you...
I had that one dude who was really helping me out. Yeah, definitely going to be eating a lot of poppy seed muffins.
I don't know if that's true, though. I don't think that's... poppy seeds were like heroin.
Yeah,
right?
That's the Seinfeld episode, right? Yeah. Elaine eats the poppy seed.
And the bagel. The everything bagel, and it has poppy seeds on it.
So this guy's trying to... Oh, man. If I test positive for heroin, that's going to be terrible.
That would be bad.
That's even worse.
You didn't
that's
do
not
heroin.
Legal. That's not even legal here.
Well, I don't know. If you liked Ian's out on the streets, text us 73100. We will take that into account. I thought it was... I thought it was bold of you, sir. I think the audio could have been a little louder, but I figured, you know what?
That's what I was thinking too. But I was trying to be coy with it. Yeah. You know,
we need to get you like one of those like lavalier mics that the news people wear.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
you'd be even more legit.
Yeah. I would. What's this dude with a microphone coming up to me asking for a cup of pee?
We don't have that kind of budget.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was honorable mention. Let's get into number five right now. Tell us what we are going to hear, Ian.
Okay. Now, this is from Tipsier Toddler from on Monday.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys remember, but this is that Ding Fu guy.
Oh, boy. So
this guy wasted.
All right. Let's give it a listen. Number five on the Friday Five.
Fu is done. Fu. The thing is, like, guy and girl, all you gotta do, sit back and enjoy.
Are we sure that is English?
He's
not just speaking a second language.
Food is done. The thing is, like, guy and girl, all you gotta do, sit back and enjoy.
I think it started as a haiku, but then.
I do like, what is that, 535?
No, it's like 575.
575?
Yeah.
Been a minute since I've written a haiku. All right, coming in at number four on the Friday
Five. When was the last time you wrote a haiku?
Probably like third grade.
Okay, that's been a minute.
You learned about them for the first time. What do we have at number four, Ian?
Number four, now this, if you remember from earlier in the week, we had that story about that guy who called 999.
Which is the British equivalent of 911.
Exactly. He called 999 because his wife was snoring so loud that he said it sounded like a motorbike.
Oh, goodness. All right.
He made the decision to call 999. Didn't even wake her up.
Let's give it a listen.
What fee is she, sir?
Yeah, that's my wife. She keeps snoring.
You're ringing because your wife keeps snoring?
Well, she's very disturbing me. I can't know what to do. I don't know what I should do. Like,
Well, that's not what we can do, sir. Maybe when your wife wakes up, then maybe in the week you can speak to her about going to the doctors and...
She sounds like a motorbike.
I will advise you, sir. This isn't a police matter, by the way. Okay.
A motorbike.
It's just so civil. That's the thing, you know. I feel like that's what we lack in our country, is even if they're saying stupid or insane things or just ridiculous things like this guy calling the police on his wife snoring like a motorbike, they're so civil about it. Like, I feel like here in America, they'd be like, shut up.
Google it.
I'm gonna come over there and tase your ass.
And your motorbike wife.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's the Friday Five.
We got some text coming in, Ian, on the Centennial Toyota text line at 73100.
Saw that.
This one from 310 said, as weird as it is, that's hilarious. I would die if someone asked me that at work. Somebody asked or added that they should call that segment Peeing for Ian, which, you know, we love rhyme or alliteration.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
pretty solid right there.
You know,
right
that's
there.
Always been something people have called me my entire life, Ian Peeen. Because they can't rhyme with Ian.
You think we can, start a hashtag?
If you want to get that going.
Peeing for Ian?
I don't, because then we're going to get a lot of weird stuff on the internet, guys. You don't know what the...
I'll try it.
Peeing for
Ian? No.
I'll try it.
We'll get it going.
I'll
Hashtag peeing for Ian.
No.
Peeing for Ian. Not peeing. No G.
No, it's peeing.
Peeing.
P-E-O-N. Peon for Leon. Who's Ian?
Yeah.
Who's Eon?
I don't know.
Mahoney, what the hell is that?
But he just
Somebody also said, kudos for your bravery, Ian. LOL, loved it. Jessica and Henderson.
Oh, what up, Jessica?
Aww, we love Jessica.
Yeah.
Always text the Centennial Toyota text line.
Yeah, if you want to weigh in, if you think a bit sucked or whatever, you know, we always like knowing what you think about stuff like that. And we're going to continue on with the Friday Five, Ian. Coming in at number three right now. Tell us what we're about to hear.
Okay, now this is a South Florida mayor. Now, this was at like a city council meeting, and I guess he's got a little bit of a rivalry with a woman out there whose family owns a skincare facility.
Okay.
And they do bleaching.
Of the butt, yes. I don't understand why I'm not going to judge people, but I feel like there's better ways to spend your money when it comes to plastic surgery.
But it's one of those things, though. That is just one of those areas of the body that no matter who you are, no matter what kind of face you got, that's a weird area.
For everyone.
Yeah, for everyone. Area. Exactly.
Nobody goes, you know what? I would love to be with you, but your butt is a little bit too dark.
Exactly.
Those
Maybe
words
it's a turn off. Maybe it's a turn off for some people. Really? We don't know.
And this, you know, especially, I believe it's done out here as well, too, the bleaching. But it's more of a female thing.
Yes.
But, you know, men could do it as well.
Well,
Now, I get upset.
Women shouldn't care either.
No. Well, to be honest with you, I kind of care.
If it's, like, yes, really dark?
Who's seeing your ass?
I don't care.
Close.
No, but it's just, it's a me thing. I just want to feel good. Like, feel good about my body.
Oh, but for you, not for your partner.
Yeah, I would do it.
I'm sure.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we could find somebody who would do that for free for a sponsorship opportunity.
Oh, that would be great.
But let's not do that.
Are you sure? I'll Facebook Live it.
That's the lowest common denominator.
Okay. You know what?
We are like just above the lowest common denominator here. So this is a mayor dishing it out to his political rival in Florida about butt bleaching. All right.
So you don't know what my tax return says, do you? Did you look at my Form 1 form? Why don't you put in a public records request, or just go online because it's online, and see how much, or see where my earned income came from last year. Was it getting my sphincter bleached? Is that what I earned my income for?
Probably.
Oh, okay. Now that would be you and your family business. Congratulations. Sphincter bleaching is a very up-and-coming business.
Well, you know, if it is an up-and-coming business, why are you hating? Who?
It's 2018.
I thought politicians were all about small business owners. And
right?
And if that's the small business of your choice, then
that's your community, Mayor. Come on, man.
I love his like insult.
Well, they're
like,
both.
Oh, it's your family.
No, it's
your family.
Did I earn my living from sphincter bleaching?
He pulls down his pants. He's like, look, did I? Did I earn it?
She goes, probably. Everybody there's just such a moron. All right. Coming in at number two.
At number two. Now, this was at a Rhode Island cookout, a suburban Rhode Island cookout.
All right.
This is a larger white lady.
Yeah.
Taking
probably looks like most of our grandmothers.
Yeah, she's wearing, like, in the video, she's wearing, like, this weird almost, like a scrub?
Uh-huh.
On the top, but then she's got, like, mom jeans on the bottom. And then she's rocking those, like, white, like, Reebok Payless shoes. And she puts out an awesome rendition of Missy Elliott's Work It.
All right. Number two on this week's Friday Five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Missy's Funky White Sister is in the park! If you're a fly girl, get your nails done. Get a pedicure. Get your hair did. Boy, lift it up. Let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk. It's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. And to my ladies, you sure know how to work that. Good God.
I love that so much. Oh. I mean, she killed it.
She really did.
As far, I mean, like, I hate to stereotype, but that is not the type of person, like a grandmother, to be. I would not expect her to be a fan of Missy Elliott. You know, it's, but I love to always be surprised by seeing what people's musical tastes are.
Also, Missy Elliott is just universal.
The best.
Everybody loves Missy.
Do you remember when Missy Elliott was on, I think it was the Grammys or something, last year or the year before, and Twitter went crazy, like, oh my God, who is this? She's so good.
No, that was the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right.
She did that surprise performance.
But it's like, we've known Missy Elliott has been one of the best rappers / musicians for the last 20 years.
It had been a while before we had seen her, and then she just came out, and she had that new single at the time.
Yeah, but I mean,
her body
of work has been so good for so many years.
Dude, I lost my mind when I saw that performance.
That was pretty awesome. And speaking of performances, our number one in this week's Friday Five, it's Brandon Urie. And don't call, because this is not a Panic at the Disco song.
Does not count. Doesn't count. It's a solo.
We're looking for a studio song from Panic at the Disco. So don't call. Do not call.
Don't you do it.
Don't do it. I know people are going to get mad. But our number one in this week's Friday Five is Brandon Urie from Panic singing the theme song from DuckTales.
Probably one of our favorite songs on this show.
And how could it not be?
It's amazing.
There is a DuckTales movie that is coming out as well?
Oh, no. Actually, no. This is a, there is, they rebooted the show.
Yeah.
So they rebooted the show. Is there a movie?
You were telling me that Don Cheadle's the voice of Donald Duck?
Yeah, so Don Cheadle in the reboot of the television series is the voice of Donald Duck. And
I feel like Don Cheadle is a classically trained, amazing actor.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like that's kind of a waste of Don Cheadle's, like, salary.
Yeah, but
like, because you're not getting Don Cheadle for, like, cheap. You're paying probably a pretty high price to get Don Cheadle to do a Donald Duck voice.
You know, but he's got that Hotel Rwanda money, so I think he might just be doing
being a fan.
War Machine.
War Machine?
He's War Machine.
War Machine, and then I can't think of any other Don Cheadle movies.
All the Oceans movies?
Oh, the Oceans. I forgot
about
those.
Don Cheadle's been in, like, everything.
I only think of Hotel Rwanda.
Okay.
But, no, I think it's an honor to play Donald Duck, and, like, I would take a pay cut
for
Donald Duck.
Well, here is Brendan Urie, Don't Call, singing... Don't Call. The theme song from DuckTales, this week's number one in the Friday Five.
Life is like a hurricane here in Duckburg. Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck blur. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day they're out there making DuckTales, woo! Behind you, there's a stranger out to find you. What to do? Just grab onto some DuckTales. Every day they're out there making DuckTales. Tales of daring, do bad and good DuckTales. Not ponytails or cotton tails, no DuckTales.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.
Our chief engineer, Tracy Teagarden, just came into the studio, and I thought he was going to fix all of the broken crap in here, but no. Because he was mad at us because something that we said earlier when we were talking about how fish don't have any emotion. They're not affectionate. Fish don't like people. They're not cool. And he was mad. He said, I'm actually mad because he swears up and down that his saltwater fish, he was insulted when Mahoney suggested or merely asked if they were freshwater or saltwater fish. Saltwater, of course.
Oh.
He said when he would go in and clean the tank, that his fish would come over and pet him.
No, he would.
Or
like,
he would pet the fish.
There was a fish that liked to be pet.
Yeah, they would come over to be pet by him, and he was mad that we suggested that fish didn't actually like him.
They just knew
that he was the guy that fed them.
They're not like dogs. They're not like even cats, who are kind of soulless in and of themselves as well. They are, as far as pets go, the least affectionate of all. Because there's zero affection coming from fish.
Well, when we wanted to talk to him on the air about it, he's like, I haven't had coffee yet, and just stumbled out of here.
You got to go find him, Ian.
I'll go find him.
Call the hotline and walk over to the engineering dungeon over there and get him on. Like we said, Tracy, there's 1 minute left in this song.
No, he left.
You have to stick around.
He bolted.
To defend your position on fish feelings.
Sounds like someone who believes fish have feelings.
Okay, he's coming back.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
yes.
All right.
At long last. Defend your position, sir, because you actually said that you were mad at us this morning because we said that fish are soulless,
so
dead creatures.
I have kept these fish for a long, long time. They live a long, long time. They are substantially smarter than most.
Okay, we're not
radio
talking
personalities.
About. Okay, we're not talking about their intelligence level.
No.
Now, see, why are you gonna come in and insult us?
Jabs.
Okay, so we're not talking about how smart they are or how long they live. They just don't care about you.
They do.
They don't.
Are you sure you are not projecting your feelings onto the fish, thinking that the fish have feelings for you, and that you are just not a source of food for the fish?
So you're just kind of confused.
Because I don't know, like, I've never heard of a story of a fish saving somebody's life. Dolphins, if we're talking about dolphins, another story.
Totally different.
Totally, yeah. They're mammals.
Yes.
Dolphins are mammals. But fish, amphibians, have no feelings. None of them do.
What happened to the sweet fish that you love so much and that loved you right back?
I had lead on my hands because I was working.
You're an engineer that has
solder stuff. And I got in the tank to fish something out, and he came over to be petted, and he was dead in 15 minutes.
I mean, that's a very sad story.
Wow, you pet him with lead on your hands.
We don't want your fish to die. I'm just saying, like, it's stuff that is sad, and I feel for your personal loss, but I don't think your fish would be sad if you died.
Just for
they
the record,
know.
Sylvia is delighted that your fish died of lead poisoning.
It's so mean.
Also, how big is your tank? I mean, you're kind of a small guy, but like, you got in the tank.
It's a 90-gallon seeker.
All right, that's like a swimming pool.
Well, people are texting into the Centennial Toyota text line. My saltwater fish also likes to be pet, and other things in the tank enjoy company.
Okay, well, liking to be pet
friends
does not mean that they like you.
They're just using you.
For example, when I have that thing, you know, like the long thing that scratches your back, a back scratcher.
Yeah.
I don't love the back scratcher. I just like the service of it. I like what it does for me. I don't look at it and go, oh, if only a man.
Fish are not inanimate objects, no matter how you look at it. And on the other side of that story, I had an emperor angel. I had that fish for 17 years that hated me and everybody else.
Well, I can understand that.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Going over to Twitter here, at Dave Mahoney, Brittany said, I'm terrified of swings, and my best friend is terrified of static electricity. Can you imagine your entire life being terrified of static electricity?
You can't let anybody know about your fear of static electricity if you're anywhere near carpet.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because I will just run. Like, you remember as a kid learning about static electricity, out like it felt like a superpower where you could just rub your feet on the shag carpet and that was everywhere in the 80s.
Ashley joining us this morning from Summerlin. Hey, Ashley.
Hi.
So what about for you?
So I'm super phobic of unfurnished kind of wood. So like popsicle sticks, toothpicks, wooden like cooking spoons. I like shake when I touch them or I'm like around them. It's so weird.
Do like new like construction builds freak you out that haven't, that are just like the framing of houses because that wood's not like varnished or anything yet?
Yeah, it freaks me out so bad. Like if it's a furnished table, there's no problem, like, because I can't see.
So if I just sent you into a frame of a house and made you eat a popsicle while holding a toothpick, you'd lose your mind?
I would die, yeah.
When did you first realize that unvarnished wood freaked you out?
I'm pretty sure it kind of stems from when, you know, when you're a child at the doctor's or the nurse's office and they, like, put that popsicle stick in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At the doctor's office.
I hate unvarnished wood in my mouth, too.
Yeah. Has to be varnished.
It certainly does. Buy me a drink first, at least.
I was thinking, like, maybe you got a splinter as a kid.
Yeah.
That's maybe that freaks you out.
I think so. I think that's kind of where stemmed from. But now it's, like, on a larger scale.
Man, I just... Wow. How much would it take for you to bake us a cake using only a wood spoon?
Like
you had to mix the entire thing by hand.
Towel around it, like a paper towel or a towel around it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Even touch it.
Thank you, Ashley. Have a great day.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
You too. Hmm.
Samantha joining us this morning from the southwest part of Las Vegas. What's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So my strange phobia is that I have a phobia of vomiting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so even that's like freaking me out a little. Like I think the youngest I can remember having this was about 6 years old. Yeah. And I'm 28 now. The last time I threw up I was 8.
So you haven't thrown up in 20 years?
Wow.
I've not thrown up.
Do you drink?
I do, you know what, I do and I love drinking. And I have gotten I don't get pukey when I'm hungover. But there have been a couple times I've had too much to drink, and when I get gaggy, I will actually physically slap myself. Because the pain takes away from the vomity feeling and it makes it go away.
That's a... Really?
Wow.
I may have to try that next time I have to vomit.
You feel gaggy?
When you get gaggy, you slap yourself. I imagine your boyfriend either loves you or hates you.
I have a couple of other little tricks to help with it. So.
I don't know if we can go into it. I think it's too early for that.
You can completely remove your gag reflex if you take your thumb on your left hand and you put it in between your fist. Like, your gag reflex goes away. Like, I could shove
That's what I do.
Yep.
Wait. Hang on. So you take your thumb on... Does it have to be on your left hand?
Well, it's either hand, but I always do it on my left. And you push it into the middle of your palm.
Uh-huh.
And then you like make a fist around it, and you put the pressure onto it, so you're focused on the pressure on your thumb.
And your gag reflex totally goes away?
Yes.
Mahoney is jamming his finger down his throat.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, can I take a picture?
It's all the way down. No, you're not taking a picture of that.
That was,
but you know, like you can, really, it legitimately works. I thought it was one of those things like you see on the internet, like, hey, you can charge your iPhone in like a minute, or if you put it in the microwave.
If your hand's bigger than your face, you don't have the chance of getting cancer than somebody smashes your hand in your face.
That is not true.
This one is 100% true, and it works. Like if you feel like your gag reflex is gonna like,
so you
kick
have to
in,
put your thumb in the
middle of your palm,
and then just
like,
squeeze your thumb.
Squeeze it very hard.
It's close enough, Sylvia.
Okay.
And then now squeeze.
Okay.
And now jam something down your throat.
No!
I use my middle finger. Like, try it. Seriously, it works.
Your finger.
Just down.
Work.
Just, yeah.
No, because what's his bucket's going to record it. No.
I'm not going to record it. Just do it.
I'll put it on Instagram if you put it on Instagram. I don't care because it's true. It has served me well.
I don't like putting things. No, I don't want to jam anything in my shut up.
It's your middle finger. It's your own. It's not
right.
Dirty.
Samantha, thank you for the call today. That was delightful.
You guys are welcome. I love you guys.
We love you.
Slapping
too.
Yourself
care.
To
you
stop vomiting.
I'm good.
All right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Chantel over at UNLV, what's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. So I was calling because I do have a weird phobia, but I also have trypophobia, and I know why people have trypophobia.
Why?
Oh, why?
So trypophobia is actually an evolutionary trait that humans develop. There's like 30% of the population of the world has trypophobia because there are plants and animals that have those unsymmetrical, weirdly shaped holes around them, and they're poisonous. So, like, the blue ring octopus, anytime you see a plant that has weird, like, circles around it, or there's the purple toad or whatever in Africa that the babies live in the holes in its back, and it's disgusting, but it's also poisonous to people. So a lot of people don't have it, but the people who do just develop that evolutionary trait over time.
I feel like that's what somebody who's smart came up with to justify their weirdness.
Yeah.
Are you also freaked out by honeycombs, though?
Actually, a little bit, yeah.
See, it's a little. It makes you a little uncomfortable.
It does, but it doesn't make me freak out because it's not a fear like I'm going to scream because there's a spider fear. It's like it makes your stomach turn and makes you just want to gag kind of fear. But
makes me hungry.
But honey is good, and I rationalize. I'm like, honey tastes good, so this is not that freaky.
Sylvia, do honeycomb cereal freak you out?
No.
Yeah, I never liked that. I hated honeycomb cereal.
Chantel, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You too, thanks.
David joining us from Pahrump. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I'm really scared of identical twins.
What?
Yeah, To the point where one of my best friends just had a twin girls, and they're almost 2 years old. They'll be 2 years old next month. I still have not even seen them yet.
Because they're so scared.
Do you tell your friend that I'm too terrified to come see your kids?
Yeah, at first I was just making up excuses, and then I eventually told him. He kind of laughed at me and said it was an irrational fear.
What if they just separate them? Like, what if they have one in the living room and one in the dining room?
Do you think?
I think it's a fact that I know about them because they post pictures of them on Facebook and stuff. So it's still kind of there.
Did you watch The Shining?
Yeah, and you know what? That didn't bother me because one of them is a little bit taller than the other, and I read the book first, and in the book, they are not identical twins.
Oh.
So it's only if they're totally identical.
Yeah, fraternal twins don't freak you out?
No, not at all.
Wow.
But identical twins, just seeing two people with the same face.
Yeah. It's kind of like a glitch in the Matrix.
It's not a glitch.
It is. It's kind of like a glitch in the Matrix.
Yes. But if
you both have the same face.
If you see a movie where there's an actor that's playing twins, that doesn't bother me.
So what if there is a scene in a movie where all of the people look the exact same? Do you lose it?
It kind of creeps me out a little bit, but I know it's done with digital things, so it's not. But twins have a connection, a psychic connection. And that's equal parts scary and amazing.
You hear about that stuff all the time where like a twin's like, I was around the world and I woke up out of my sleep and I called my twin and there was something wrong. You know, you hear that stuff all the time. I don't believe it, but you know, whatever.
It kind of amazes me and it freaks me out more though.
Is that what freaks you out about twins more? Because like nothing happened when you were a kid?
No, it's just that. Just the fact that the two people, and there was pictures. Remember the Breeders, the band, the Breeders?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Cannonball.
Vin Diesel and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
I got the CD cover, and I opened it up one day, and there's a picture of both of them in there, and they both have this kind of blank stare on their faces. And I'm just like, oh, my God, that just freaks me out.
All right, you're kind of weird, but I like you, David. Thank you for the call today, man. Have a good one. All right. One final one here. Heather from Henderson, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I have kind of a traumatic childhood experience that has given me a phobia of Rocky Road ice cream.
Really? What happened?
I went with my dad. He took us to Thrifty's for an ice cream, and they didn't have Rainbow Sherbet. That was what I got every time. So I couldn't decide what I wanted. He got upset with me, sent me to the car, came back with a Rocky Road cone. So I tried it, didn't like it. Sitting in the middle of the heat of the summer, melting all over me, he says, eat your ice cream.
He forced you to eat the Rocky Road.
I said, I don't like it. He said, well, you're making a mess. Eat your ice cream. I said, I don't like it. So he shoved it in my face.
Oh.
I'm now covered with Rocky Road ice cream, crying. He runs a stop sign. We get pulled over by a police. And the police comes up to the car. I'm crying, covered in chocolate and marshmallows and nuts. And he says, man, just go home. He told my dad. he said, you got enough problems on your hands.
how much would it take for you to eat a ice cream cone of Rocky Road today?
At least $1,000 if I could do it. I don't even know if I could.
Does
it make you ill thinking about it?
It will make me gag, and
we'll just take your thumb.
Just take your thumb and put it right in the middle of your palm. Pressure.
Yes, I'd wear that trick now. I took my daughter to a Baskin Robbins, and a little boy in front of us got a cone of Rocky Road ice cream, and he turned around. And I hid behind my daughter because I didn't want to be next to him.
Oh, you're awesome. Thank you for the call today, Heather. We appreciate all right, you. All right.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Are you sure you can tell this story on the radio?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, make sure you're really sure.
We're family-friendly
here.
Yeah,
we are a family-friendly radio show. Keep it as PG as possible, but you have a foot spa story. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So this Sunday, my wife and me decided to go to the foot spa and get a little massage before the Valentine's Day, just, you know, relax us.
Now, just to kind of set the scene here, where was this foot spa? Is it in a strip mall? Is it in a dicey part of town?
Is it on Spring Mountain?
Nice part of town?
It's on Spring Mountain.
My man.
So is this the first time you guys have
called it?
Have you guys ever been to a foot spa before, or is this the first time for both of you?
No, we have gone to this particular one about 15 to 20 times before.
Oh, so you're familiar. So
you're regular.
You weren't walking in the dark here. You knew what you were getting into.
Well, yeah, but we're there just for the massage part. However, when we walked in and we're waiting to actually go to the room and get massage, two guys came in about 5 minutes apart and said that they are there for a two-hour massage with Lucy for 2 hours, 5 minutes apart. So, we actually get put in the room, and unfortunately, it was very busy, so they put us in a room where there's multiple beds. So they just put a partition board between my wife and me and the rest of the room.
Wait. They put you into a room where there was, like, multiple beds, not, like, two beds for you and your wife, but, like, there was a whole bunch of other beds?
Usually, they put us in a room where it's just the two beds, but there was about six beds in this room.
Ah. Okay. So you...
10 minutes into our massage, this guy walks, another guy gets placed behind the partition, and we hear him starting to, flirt with the masseuse, like, oh, you're the only girl that I come back to, you do such a good job.
Oh.
So, a few minutes after that, we hear her say turn over, and then there's a quick massage going on.
Uh-huh.
Right behind, like 3 feet away from us.
How tall was the partition?
right behind it. And it was like, it's very obvious what's going on. So, when we're actually, we're finished the massage, the guys tell her, like, hey, they're about to leave. She tells him to turn over again, And as we're walking out, my wife just carpet bombs to the guy because we've been eating bean soup for the past 2 days.
Wait, your wife ripped a big one as she was walking out to, like, get back at him?
Oh,
wow.
Yep.
Okay, so.
Yeah. You guys have a wonderful marriage.
What a relationship you guys.
Happy Valentine's Day.
No, but so I'm really curious, like, why do you go to this? Because if this is one of those places, right, I don't imagine that they're probably known for their world-class massages. Or are they? Like, do you go there and love the actual massage that you're getting? Like, are these actually, like, licensed masseuses?
Yeah, we've actually, this is the first time we've ever encountered anything like this. Well, I mean, it was the weekend before Valentine's, so I guess it's understandable.
Yeah, love was
but,
in the
know,
air.
We've actually gone there, and they actually do a decent job. They, you know, they do basically a full-body massage, not like a very detailed, but still.
Have you ever been there by yourself?
No, I have not, and my wife will probably kill me after this if I go alone.
I'd say probably not that. Alone. Yeah.
How? Just curious. What are you paying for these massages?
Well, I don't know how much the other guy was paying, but usually they're $20.
Okay.
For an hour.
So, yeah.
That's not bad.
$20 for an hour is incredibly.
And if you're
reasonable.
Saying they're actually decent.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to like one of those.
I mean, I'll happily pay $20 an hour to get a full body massage if it's pretty good while a guy's getting taken.
You're like, he's getting taken care of right there. But I mean, it's only $20 an hour. Just put on the noise canceling headphones and you're fine, right?
Yeah, there you go. But Mahoney, they were charging him more, you know, just for the Yeti factor.
Yeah, you got to get through all the hair.
Oh, he's not laughing anymore.
Oh, you hurt his feelings. But.
I don't have any hair on my back. I'll have you know.
All right.
It's all in the front.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
As far as well. Charming superhero-esque type of characters, Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man is the best.
Yes.
But Chris Pratt is a pretty close second, in my opinion.
Well, because he's that kind of lovable loser, but who's not, you know?
Yeah.
And whereas Robert Downey Jr. is just cool.
Man, did you see the video of Robert Downey Jr. singing with Sting?
I've heard him sing before.
He was singing with Sting.
You didn't hear that? Will you pull that audio? So you're like, Robert Downey Jr., first off, didn't even know he could sing.
Yeah.
But then he gets up on stage with Sting, and it's just incredible.
Yeah,
of a bitch, Robert Downey Jr.
He's hot.
Everything well.
He's cool.
So charming.
He can sing.
Yeah, he's got self-control.
Well,
doesn't
now
drink
he does.
Anymore.
Well, now he does.
Do drugs. Yeah, I mean, there was a while there.
Over the 80s.
Yeah.
But luckily, he was, you know, the internet wasn't around back then. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the guy, like, talking about turning a career around, I don't think there has been a bigger 180 in Hollywood than Robert Downey Jr. He is the most bankable actor in Hollywood right now.
Yeah, is there a bigger star in Hollywood than Robert Downey Jr.?
I think Robert Downey Jr. is solely responsible. I mean, I'm a huge comic book fan.
Yeah.
But him alone, the star power behind Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, as Iron Man, has created the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe.
He's the only one. I mean, you can say Chris Evans as Captain America.
But
Chris
Evans is good, but he's kind of Robert Downey Jr.
He's kind of vanilla. Spider-Man's changed like 100 times, the person he plays. But none of that matters. The lead in all of that is Robert Downey Jr.
Yep. Yeah. So when that switch is over, I'm curious to see where the Marvel Cinematic Universe goes. I'm sure they will do it right because, you know, Disney now owns it. And Disney does pretty much everything right at this point.
Yeah.
But that will be a sad day when Robert Downey Jr. no longer is Tony Stark.
Speaking of Disney and Star Wars, I didn't know how much of it was taken from the San Francisco area. Have you guys ever been up to like the Muir Woods or Wine Country or any of that stuff?
Mm-mm.
So there's this area called the Muir Woods, which is where they shot that scene in Return of the Jedi where they're
with
on like, the scooters going through the
scooters,
whatever you want to call them. What are they? They're not scooters. I know they're not scooters, but you know what I'm
mopeds,
talking about.
Mopeds. Imperial mopeds. That's just mopeds. What they were going on.
What are they?
You don't even know.
I do know.
No, you
what
don't.
What is it? Don't.
I'm not telling you.
All right. There we
need to do some research.
So anyway, that was shot in the Muir Woods. Mm-hmm. And there's also a mountain up there called Mount Miwok. And that's where George Lucas just went, well, I'll just take the M off and call them Ewoks.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And then there's this Palace of Fine Arts, which is in San Francisco. And that's where he got the inspiration for R2-D2, because it looks like R2-D2.
Oh.
Yeah, like the little dome. It's kind of neat.
So you're saying Star Wars and completely ripped off.
Totally ripped off from the San Francisco Bay Area. That's all they told us. I don't know anything else.
Your tour guide?
That was the story?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh. Okay.
Guess it wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Whatever.
I don't know, delivery man.
Did I blow it? I think I got sidetracked by the scooter talk.
Now you're Imperial Moped.
Imperial Mopeds.
I just like the little teddy bear things.
Do you know what created that sound?
The little teddy bear things.
They're called Ewoks. He just said they're Ewoks.
I know, they're Ewoks.
You do not call them little teddy bear things. They're violent killers.
I know, but look, it's so cute.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what that thing is called? It's called a speeder.
Oh,
it's called a speeder. That up right now?
No, I didn't look it up. No, I didn't look. No, I have Robert Downey Jr. On my screen. You bunch of clowns.
All right. Speaking of Robert Downey, you want to hear him singing with Sting?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
How can you say that you're not responsible?
That's Sting, right there, right?
No.
What?
That's Robert Downey Jr.
Wait, that's not Sting?
That is not Sting. So when you listen to it, you go, that sounds like Sting.
That sounds like Sting. Man.
Yeah, I first played it in here, I was shocked. He sounds great on this.
This is Robert Downey Jr.
This whole thing.
Sting is playing bass, and then he comes over to the microphone later.
Yeah, they do
and
harmonies.
They share the same mic and harmonize. But this is Robert Downey Jr.
Two dudes, one mic?
Two dudes, one mic.
I mean, Sting and Robert Downey Jr., sure, why not?
I'll watch.
How can you say that you're not responsible?
Yes.
Do it me. What is my reaction? What should it be? Confronted by this latest atrocity. Driven to tears.
That's something that is.
Driven to tears.
Yeah, it's hot. Yeah.
And of course, he just looks cool as hell while he's doing it too. Just a son of a bitch.
Hey, right, man, start vocalizing.
Yeah, right. One final thing here. Have you guys ever played frisbee golf?
I have. I'm not very good at
frisbee
it.
Frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf. Yeah. So that's like where you have a frisbee and you're throwing it into like a hole. It's like a little bin thing that you throw.
If you smoke a lot of weed, you play.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, in this case, a dad was hanging out with his kid and he's playing frisbee golf and he throws a hole in one.
It's hard to do.
It's very hard to do.
Considering the sky, like it's a really far hole. I mean, the bend on this frisbee is amazing.
What really makes this clip gold, though, is that the kid does not care at all that his dad is into frisbee golf. The dad, very impressed with a hole in one.
Dad, I don't give a shit about this. Come on back.
Oh my God! I aced it!
I'm not mad at that guy. As a person who plays regular golf, if I ever hit a hole in one, I would jump into that poop filled lake.
That kid's a jerk.
That reclaimed water.
Oh my God! I aced it!
Meanwhile, the kid's like, "You suck, Dad."
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, it is 9:30. That means it is time for Beer for Breakfast, guys.
Yeah!
I know you're very, very excited right now. But before we get into Beer for Breakfast, the summertime stimulus is going on right now. Text the word LACK, L-A-C-K, to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. For a list of rules and additional chances to win, log on to x1075lasvegas.com. The summertime stimulus is brought to you by our friends at Fremont Street Experience. Their free concert series featuring Hailstorm happening Saturday, August 25th. So LACK, L-A-C-K, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 this hour.
I'm excited for this.
Yeah, let's get to the beer. I'm getting the shakes, man.
You're getting the shakes? What is the matter with you? I know both of you have, pounded. Like, we've cleared through this entire six-pack in, record time.
And we got to that point, too, where we went through all of it, and then, we started accusing the building of taking beer.
Yeah.
No, it's us.
Who robbed the fridge?
Where'd the beer go?
Who's taking our beer?
Where'd the beer go?
And the beer that we're featuring today is from Victory Brewing Company. This is the Kirsch Goza is the name of it. The Kirsch Goza from Victory Brewing Company has 4.7% alcohol by volume. Today being served from a very colorful 12-ounce can that Ian pointed out looked kind of like a kid's juice box.
Yeah, the design on it has a very prominent cherry on it, and then it's got the bold lettering. Yeah. It's like a Capri Sun.
Almost kind of like some pop art.
Yeah, definitely.
On there as well. It's very pretty, but that's something that I don't know if I've got kids in the house, if I keep that one on the lower shelf.
Yeah, I know.
Because you may think it's juice.
Yeah.
Luckily, it doesn't have a whole lot of ABV, but maybe still, just in case,
keep it on the higher shelf or out in Dad's beer garage fridge. This was purchased in a six-pack at Liquor World on Blue Diamond. It can also be found at other fine retailers around the valley like Corey's Fine Wine and Spirits, Top Shelf, Liquor Lineup, and Total Wine and Spirits. The five categories in which we rate every single beer: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Those are the categories in which we rate every beer that we drink on Beer for Breakfast. And it's kind of been a, you know, this is, I think, our fourth or fifth Goza that we've done this summer.
Yeah, it's been quite the streak.
I know that, like, a lot of people maybe get tired of these, but they're such a interesting style of beer that I could not help myself, because it's too hot to drink stouts right now. It's just way too hot.
It's too damn hot
in the summer to be drinking a 12.5% stout. That's just gonna, you know, I don't want to drink that when I'm sitting outside.
Heavy. Especially if it has that kind of like indoor flavor, like a coffee or something.
Yes.
I'm not drinking that outside.
Maybe in other states, but here in Las Vegas, no. The very first category in Beer for Breakfast is the look. We'll start with you, Sylvia.
Okay. I think it's very pretty.
Yeah.
Because it's pink. Uh-huh. But it also has like a golden touch to it. Am I the only one seeing this?
No, I completely agree with
you. It's like a sparkle almost, especially when you hold it up to the light.
Oh, I do see that now.
Yeah. Does it have glitter? It looks like it has glitter.
I wouldn't say there's glitter in there.
I hope there's not glitter.
But the pinkish color, you know, I think that is it's a somewhat hazy pinkish grapefruit color. Very fluffy white head with a new pour. There was a small amount of lacing down the side of my glass as it rescinded down. So it doesn't leave a whole lot of lacing, but it's a very good looking beer. Definitely getting that pinkish color from the cherries, because this is a sour cherry beer. And when you see the can, like Ian said, you know, it does look a bit like a juice box. There's the big cherry on there, and it does say it's a sour cherry beer. Yes, there is a sourness to it, but don't let that scare you away if you're traditionally not a fan of sour beers, and we'll get into that as we get into the taste. So let's all move on to the next category, which is the smell of the Victory Brewing Company's Kirsch Goza, a cherry sour beer.
Oh, God.
Ian.
Now, it may just be me, but I'm almost smelling the tartiness.
Oh, yeah,
with
for
it.
Sure.
I feel like you get more tart in the scent than you do in the taste, actually. Now, that's just me.
No, I agree with that.
That's just me. But very, very tarty. But other than that, very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at that as very inviting.
It is a very inviting beer, and I think I would describe it as a sharp tartness, but there's also a little bit of sweetness in there as well, and that's why when you see sour on this beer, there is a little bit of a sweetness that balances out nicely, though you still get that nice pucker. Overall, the nose, with that tartness, you get that cherry aroma, but it's not like a maraschino cherry a Shirley Temple. Like, I just poured a bunch of grenadine in cherry. It's you know, if you eat those... what are those big fat cherries called? You know what I'm talking about?
The one with the seeds?
Yeah.
Inside?
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Whatever those cherries are called, I get them at Costco like twice a year. They're phenomenal. I'm sorry I can't come up with
it. Why do you get them twice? Wait, you said you get them twice a year?
Yeah, because when they're in season.
Oh, when they're in season. Okay. Yeah. And you don't know the name of them?
They're fat-ass cherries.
Fat-ass cherries.
Fat-ass cherries.
Let's go to Costco, get some fat-ass cherries.
They are fat-ass cherries, and they are delicious. But if you taste them, it's not like that overly sweet or anything.
Because I'm usually put off by cherry. Like, cherry is not my go-to flavor.
You're thinking about that, like, that really red cherry. What is it?
Maraschino.
There you go.
That one?
No. Yeah. No. That's the sweet one that you put in cocktail drinks. But the fat-ass cherry... is the one that I'm
Someone text
of.
In to the Centennial Toyota text line. Tell us what the name of that freaking cherry is, please.
We're just
stupid. I need to know this.
Anyway, we have to move on. But it's a sweetness like, or it's a tartness like that. Those cherries aren't overwhelming with their tartness or their taste, though. And I think that is kind of the cherry that we're getting from this particular beer, the Kirsch Goza from Victory Brewing Company. Let's all cheers. It's been a good week. I'm sad that Dave's not here to experience this.
He would love this.
But he'll be back next week.
Cheers,
guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. There you go. Yep. Oh, be careful with the mic. Hey. Yep. Okay.
We're good. All right. Let's take a big old drink.
Okay.
Don't judge us, Sylvia, and our life choices that
we're making. Is it a Bing cherry?
No, it's not a Bing cherry. If I could look it up, it's from Washington. It's like a Washington cherry. Let me just Google it.
Call them a Washington cherry.
Maybe it's just called cherry.
I do really like this beer, though. Again, I am not a cherry fan, but this, right, initially, you get that tartiness to it, but the tart kind of just dissipates really quickly, and then it's just you get that cherry sweetness to it.
Yes.
Maybe it is Bing.
It's not a Bing. It's not a,
it says, some prefer Bing. Red or black cherries, such as Bing, while others love the taste of yellow and pink varieties like Rainier. Rainier.
I think it's a Rainier. I don't know.
It's a mountain.
No, there is such a cherry called Rainier.
Yeah, and that's like Washington.
Oh, I get it now.
They're Bing cherries.
It's not a Bing cherry, people. It's not a Bing cherry.
Everybody texting me saying Bing.
Is it Lappin's?
No. Let's just move on from the cherries. Let's move on from the cherries and get to the taste of the Victory Brewing Company's Kirsch Goza.
What about Lambert?
No.
Jeez,
they sell them at Costco. I'm just going to call them Costco cherries.
I like fat-ass cherries.
Fat-ass cherries also works. Roll up into Costco, say, I want some fat-ass cherries. Usually around the springtime is when they're in season. They are delicious. Sylvia, we will go to you since you have seemed to enjoyed
this. This is my second glass.
Yes.
I really like this one. Only I'm basing off all of these sour beers that you brought.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little intimidated only because the first time I had it, it was way too tart and it was. I didn't really like it, but this one, you taste the sweetness
okay
more than the tartness. Like you can still, there's still that sourness, but it doesn't punch you in the face. So,
Ian, what are your thoughts on the flavor of this? I see that you've enjoyed several of these yourself.
You all right?
It's very carbonated. It is. It's getting at me. It's
Know what? Actually, I do really enjoy this. And again, I'm kind of put off by cherry. It's not my go-to flavor, but this one, not too heavy on the cherry and the perfect amount of tartiness for me.
Looking at the body and taking a drink of this, it looks like it would be way more like fruity than it actually is. The taste on this, you know, you do get that distinct sour tartness that hits all your taste buds in that first wave. The cherry is noticeable, but it's not overpowering. Yeah. I think what Victory does is that they balance out the taste of this perfectly. A little bit of cracked wheat in there as well. No alcohol. This is a completely crushable beer that will go down very, very easy. Overall, you get a little bit of the salt because it is the Goza, but it's not nearly as prevalent as some of the other ones.
Yeah,
we tried the lime Goza or the limey Goza from Victory about a month ago. This one blows that one out of the water.
I agree.
The mouthfeel, very light-bodied, very carbonated, refreshing. The drinkability, like I've said before, much like the summer of Bahama, it is now the summer of the Goza. Woo. This is the perfect gateway Goza sour. It's crushable, refreshing, and very tasty. Victory is known for their quality and their products, and this is another shining example of the fantastic brewing that they are doing at Victory. Can I get a drum roll? I don't have the sound effect queued up.
I got a drum roll for you.
On.
Oh, okay. Wait. Hold on.
There you go. Yay.
Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the Victory Brewing Company's Kirsch Goza a 4 out of 5.
Oh, dang.
Check this beer out for sure.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right. It has been another fantastic show, guys. Aww. Dave will be back next week, so don't worry about that. But I've enjoyed my time with you today.
You did?
I don't know what. What's that for, Ian?
You think he's just saying that to
that
say that?
That's an obligatory statement right there. It's fine. He just wants to get out of here.
I
don't want to leave. Yes, you do. It's Friday. I want to leave.
All I want to do is hang out. I've been telling Sylvia all morning how much I enjoy spending time with her when it's just us. You know, and that I really enjoy and appreciate her friendship.
Yep.
You're buttering her up like a Popeye's biscuit, my man.
Ooh.
That's what you're doing.
Don't act like you've ever eaten a Popeye's biscuit, Sylvia.
Oh, yeah, Sylvia.
I was going to say you. Yeah, I know
of course. Have you ever had a Popeye's biscuit?
You ever had Popeye's chicken? Yeah, so.
How is that possible?
You know how that's possible? It's Sylvia.
It's Sylvia.
That's why.
Right. I shouldn't even be surprised by that.
What does this mean?
I mean, you have not experienced the full gambit of things
like,
out there.
Just say things.
Chicken?
Things.
Like Popeye's spicy-ass fried chicken.
Man, it's so good.
That is like, I want to, you want to go there after work today?
Actually,
I could use some.
I will treat. I will treat both of you to some Popeyes.
Oh, he is looking to hang out.
And but we got to get the hot chicken.
Oh yes. Oh,
none of that regular stuff.
Is it because Dave's not here? That's why he's inviting us out.
Yeah. Yeah, actually.
I'm lonely. And, and Bossy Rossi's out of town.
Yeah, he's out of town.
Okay. So I like the backup.
So I got nobody to get lunch with. But we are getting ready to get out of here. So that means if you want a chance to win tickets right now to go see Thom Yorke live on Saturday, December 22nd at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas. Tickets are available Friday, August 17th at 10 a.m. through CosmopolitanLasVegas.com.
Today.
Is today the 17th?
Today's the 17th.
How is today the 17th?
We said that earlier in the show.
I feel like August just got here.
I know.
But we got Noah the show for you. So if you know the answer to this, be caller number 10.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I took my car in yesterday to Centennial Toyota to get my service done and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And while I was there, no joke, I was looking at the...
What was I looking at when I was at Centennial Toyota yesterday? 791-1075. That is the number. I think people are...
Not getting surprised.
Ahead of themselves. They're not going to know this. All right, let's go.
And they always do this, too.
I know.
It's just these preemptive calls.
Let's just see.
They're really enthusiastic.
Let's just see.
Let them be enthusiastic.
Hey, you're calling early. What's your name?
Matthew.
Matthew, do you know what I was looking at yesterday at Centennial Toyota?
Cars.
That is incorrect, Matthew.
You got to be specific.
You got to know what we were looking at.
Which, by the way, I'm very excited for.
All right, let's try this next line. X1075, who's this?
Sean.
Sean, what was I looking at yesterday at Centennial Toyota?
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Clean up the language.
My gosh, Sean.
X1075, who is this? Oh, is that on?
Hello.
Let's go. Hello. Next one. X1075, who's this?
Hey, this is John.
John, what was I looking at yesterday?
A minivan.
My man!
Wow!
Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. No joke. They are they have changed the game when it comes to minivans.
I'm patiently awaiting the day that you're driving a minivan.
I don't even want kids. And I'll drive a minivan. I don't give a damn. I just want to be spacious and luxurious.
Would you take us on a spin?
Would I take you out?
No, like
and when
all
you're tired,
of us.
Just crash in the back.
That's right, man. Just throw a mattress back there. Who knows what's going to happen? That's right. That's right. Probably me sleeping in there when my fiance kicks me out of the house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's something to look forward to. John, you are going to see Thom Yorke over at the Cosmopolitan. Thanks for listening this week, and we will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, man.
You guys too, man. I love your show.
Appreciate it, brother.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.